Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on 2 days in the life of Jesus was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
Your life only has so much effort that you can give to something. And you know what? You have to keep a priority on the Word of God. I've had people that come to me and they've asked me to do things as hobbies. And they said, you know, you need to do this. There's nothing wrong with it. And there is nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with having a hobby. But you know what? Right now, my life is so that I just hadn't got any time to be doing anything else. Even if it's okay. Even if it's something that other people like. I have to devote myself and put priority on the Word of God. And let me also say this, that you know what, I don't go out and do things that most people call sin, and yet I still fight against this because the ministry can choke the Word. You know, I'm really blessed. God has given me an awesome, awesome people. He has just sent people to me that do everything they can to keep me doing what God called me to do. And I am blessed, blessed, blessed. But you know, even at that, I could still get to where I am focused on the ministry and dealing with things, especially this building program. I could be dealing with all of that and get so busy that I don't have any time for the Word of God. And it would choke the Word. It doesn't have to be sin. It doesn't have to be rebellion. It can be good things. It can just be life. Or as Luke said in his account, the pleasures of this life. You can get to where you're just spending so much time going to the movies, that you're spending so much time doing things that in themselves aren't wrong, but you just don't leave any time to sit and let the Word of God soak into your life and take root. It will keep you from being fruitful. This is really important. It's much more important than what most people know. And like I was saying at the beginning, there's a reason why only about 25% of the people who are exposed to the Word of God ever bring forth fruit. And it's because it takes more effort than most people are wanting to give. Most people are not wanting to put a priority on it. You know, I've lost about 40 years of American culture. I went for 25 years and never watched television. Now, I do watch television some now. I'd be better off probably if I didn't. But I went for 20 or 25 years and never watched television. I don't watch much sports. It was only about 5 or 6 years ago that I finally said, all right, I'm going to watch football, because I used to love football before I got turned on to the Lord. So about 5 or 6 years ago, I decided I'd just give in and start watching football. But you know what? I'm ministering on Sunday and I watch about 2 or 3 games a year because I'm busy all the time. I just don't have time to do it. And so anyway, I don't know all of the sports stuff. I can't win the trivia games. I don't know all of this stuff. And some of you just think that that's terrible. But you know what? Praise God. I've seen my son raised from the dead and I see other things happen. You can't do everything. Contrary to opinions, you cannot effectively multitask. I always get taken to task when I say that. But the Bible teaches you got to focus. And you know what? You need to be focused on the Word of God. And most of us are coming from a deficit. Most of us are coming from gross ignorance of the Word of God. And most of what we have is just religious traditions that make the Word of none effect. And you aren't going to overcome this religious tradition without a lot of effort. And so I'm telling you that if you want the Word of God to produce in your life, it is going to have to become a priority. It's going to have to get more important to you than having your second and third job and having your fourth car for two people in the family and having your fifth flat screen TV. And you would be better off to do without some things and have some downtime so that you could sit and study the Word and meditate on the things of God. Amen. I'm preaching better than you're listening. And again, you know what? This is not going to be real popular because most people are going to think, man, I want these things. I really am motivated to do it. Most of us are more motivated to get out and receive all of the pleasures of this life than we are to be in the Word of God. The Word of God is not a great priority to most people. And I'm telling you that that's one reason that we aren't bearing fruit. This is really simple. This is powerful. And every person in here, I believe, deals with this. I have to deal with it. Every person has to deal with keeping your priorities right and making sure that you put a priority on the Word of God. And then the last type of soil, here in Mark chapter 4, it says in verse 20, "And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100." If you read the same thing over in Luke chapter 8, verse 15, it says, "But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience." Boy, again, there is a lot to be said about that. I'm going to say some other things tonight, so I'm going to hit this real quick. But you bring forth fruit with patience. And the last type of soil, the one that was fruitful, was the one that had less than the others. It had weeded out all of the weeds. It had taken the rocks out. It had broken up the fallow ground. And the people that are really going to be fruitful are not the people that are special and better than everybody else, but instead it's the people that honestly do less. They don't have other things coming in and choking the Word of God. That is really simple. And that is powerful. I'm telling you, there is not a person in here that couldn't become fruitful in the Word of God. There's not a person in here that if you were to take the Word of God and meditate in it day and night, you would make your way prosperous and you would have good success. There isn't a single person in here that this wouldn't work for. The only thing is the lack of commitment, the lack of willingness to do these things because we get sidetracked with something else. It's absolutely true. And I can tell you, any good thing that's happening in our life is happening because we have spent decades meditating in the Word of God. And the Word of God has done all of these things. You know, when I first started in the ministry, I remember praying. I was kneeling around my bed and I was praying. And God gave me a glimpse of what He wanted me to do and what He wanted me to accomplish. And that I was going to be reaching people all over the world. And I was an introvert. Couldn't even look at a person in the face. How could I stand in front of people? How could I ever do anything? And I tell you, I was overwhelmed when I had this little glimpse of what God wanted me to do. And I remember kneeling around my bed and I was praying and saying, "God, how do I get from here to there?" And when I opened my eyes, I had my Bible on my bed open. And the Lord spoke to me and He says, "If you will stick your nose in that Bible and read it day and night, I'll teach you everything you need to know." And that just became a focus of mine. That became what I did. And I mean, for decades, I just would study the Word. You know, you go through periods in your life. Before I got married, I'd spend 15 hours, especially in Vietnam, just reading the Bible every day. And then you get married and things change. You have kids come along. You don't have the same amount of time. But as much time as I've had, I've always put a priority on trying to study the Word of God. And I still do that. I still study the Word more than most people. And you know, during this last year, I've probably gotten more revelation, more brand new things out of the Word than any other year in my life. I have read it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, and the Word of God is just alive. If you think, "Well, I've already read it, why would I want to read it again?" You've read it with your head, not with your heart. I tell you, and I was talking to someone this week and they said something about that they had already heard these things. And I said, "You know what? If this doesn't excite you, then it's not revelation knowledge to you." When it's revelation, when God is speaking it to you, I can hear people preach on the exact same thing I preach on and get just thrilled. Because, man, it's real to me. It's exciting to me. If the Word ever loses its attraction for you, it is an indication that you're spiritually unhealthy. I tell you what, the Word of God ought to be exciting to you. And if you would just do these things, you will produce. And notice there's 30, 60, and 100 fold. Even among the ones that produced, the 25% that did bring forth fruit, there was great variation there. And it basically comes down to some people give themselves to the Word more than others. Some people stand for the Word more than others. Some people compromise the Word. And if you do that, it will limit your fruitfulness. You know what I'd like to do now is turn over to Mark chapter 4. This is also recorded in Matthew chapter 13. In Mark chapter 4, beginning with verse 35, this is also in Matthew chapter 8. You know, if you're paying attention, we've just read out of Matthew chapter 13. Did you know that the next thing that happened in sequence, you have to jump back from Matthew 13 to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew didn't record things in the proper sequence. Luke is the only one who said that he was doing that. And so anyway, it's important to get all of this and put it into its context. And then in Luke chapter 8, this same thing is recorded. But look at this in Mark chapter 4 and in verse 35. After he had taught 10 parables, again, you don't get that unless you put all of the gospels together. But he taught 10 parables in one day, a tremendous amount of teaching. And then it says in Mark chapter 4 and verse 35, and the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Now this is really important because it says the same day. Again, if you read in Matthew's account, he goes from Matthew 13 to Matthew chapter 8 and you lose this connection. But this is the exact same instance, and when you read it in Mark's account, it's very clear that it was the same day that he had taught them about the sower sowing the seed, about the parable of the mustard seed, and about the man who just cast seed into the ground, and the parable of the tares among the wheat, and all of these powerful parables. It was the same day that he taught those things that he told his disciples, let's get into a boat and go to the other side. And in verse 36, it says, and when he had sent away the multitude, when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Andrew's complete life series is available in a five-part album on CD or DVD. We'll send it to you in exchange for a gift of any amount. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fifth CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to take advantage of what we call the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. This is actually my footnotes on over 9,000 verses in the Bible. It's in a Bible program. You get three versions of the Bible with that. You get four Bible dictionaries and commentaries, and mine is one of them. And the reason we call it a living commentary is because as I write footnotes every month, there are updates available. We have a sample of this on our website, so I'd like to direct you to that. You could actually check it out and see, and you could sign up right online. But check out the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. I think it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you.